Okay, this is the beginning of my first podcast, I guess. I'm here with my roommate, Bibi, and her brother, MJ, who is now also my friend. And we're talking about,
wet-ass pussies.
Wet-ass pussies.
Wait, what was I saying? I don't think it's nice. It's her birthday. Like, if I woke up and I was 23, and I saw on the internet that 200,000 people didn't want me to be in a fucking video, I would cry a little bit inside.
Even though
that's so rude. That's also mean. It's bullying.
That's bullying.
The internet has been a mean place for, like, forever. No, and she's been on the... Like, her life has been on the internet for,
but this is the worst.
Half a decade.
MJ, so have you ever had thousands of people tell you they don't want you to be somewhere because of who you are?
No.
She's probably
that is fucked up.
That's funny.
That's not funny.
The idea of it is making me laugh.
It's not funny.
It's especially rude because, like, obviously it wasn't her idea. Like, she didn't go and be like, put me in this video.
Exactly. Like, she was invited.
And
you know why I know she was upset? Because on her birthday, she usually posts a lot more, like, on her story. I follow her on my Instagram account. And she only posts up a little bit. I was like, this girl's hurting a little bit.
Y'all did this to her.
You know that girl is a millionaire, right?
It doesn't matter.
No,
if
she's still
a
human being that has feelings. You gotta understand that.
She still has a fucking way to...
She has money.
We're different people. I don't really care. Like, you guys care about, like, social media and that kind
you're
of
talking
shit.
I don't care about celebrities. That's another thing. Like, I don't follow them. I don't keep up with their life.
At the same time, I saw you watching...
Stop! There you go! I caught you there!
What were you watching?
I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yo! I walked the other day, and she was watching. I was like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
You know what's funny? She goes, you know how Courtney has, like, 3 kids? She goes, it's Courtney's first child. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? That's Chloe. At least get the fucking right, bro. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Okay, obviously, I'm not that invested. I just like looking at their style.
Yeah.
Sure thing.
Did you
keep watching it today?
Information from their business.
Did you keep watching it today?
Yeah, of course. It's, like, background.
But the thing is that you're saying everybody can get affected. You've not been in her shoes before.
Yeah.
I was saying you guys are different because you guys like, I don't say you care about celebrity, but you care about like social media and shit. Like, I don't post on social media, so if 200,000 people, I'll be like, I don't know, 200, like, fuck those people.
Exactly.
It would get to you.
It would kind of get to you.
Just a little bit.
It would get to you
before.
In the fact, like, 200,000 people hate my guts.
For no reason.
And it would also get to you because they don't know who you are, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Why do you hate me? You don't even know me. And then you're like,
yeah.
It's just not okay. And also, they fucking edit her out. They put her out. And
yeah,
they
I've seen a bunch of
video.
Memes of the thing of, like,
it's
they've made
okay.
her.
It's
listen,
amazing.
Listen.
Oh, they made her into Betty White?
Viola Davis.
Listen. The internet is a horrible place. If you live on the internet, expect horrible things. It's that simple.
No, but this is just this is just a little bit extra for me. I feel like she's obviously gotten hate.
If you care that much about a pussy vagina like music video, then what are you doing with
people? Are making petitions to fucking save a race, and they're making petitions to get the people out of it. Doesn't make sense.
I do feel like the person who made the petition is hella petty.
It's not okay.
Like, who thinks I'm gonna start?
Imagine if it was like secretly one of her sisters or something.
That would be hilarious if that came out.
I'm saying, bro.
I
didn't tell you something. It was actually us that made the petition. I'm so sorry that it's gotten over a million votes now.
Kim will just come with her fucking 5'2 ass, be like, Kylie, got
I guess
I made the petition.
That was funny.
Damn, that's so sad.
Can we talk more about the video though? How are you guys supportive of that video?
What's wrong with the video?
I just think it's entertaining.
It's porn.
It's so fucking stupid. What?
It's like entertaining. It's like, damn.
The whole time I was just like,
this. You know the Meg Thee Stallion?
Yeah,
that's the other one. She's
Shot.
No, I liked Cardi B's part where she was in the cheetah room.
That's the best scene.
And then Meg started doing like the white leopard thing. I didn't like that one. That one looked cheap.
Yeah.
But the cheetah print?
That was fucking sexy as hell.
I haven't seen the video.
Yeah,
actually,
if I was in that
so
music
video,
I'd be like, I want the cheetah print.
I feel like if I was in the video, I'd be like stunned. I'd just be like, how did I get here?
I didn't know any other girls in the video.
It was Mulatto, I think. And
I don't know any of those though.
That's fair. There was some very... And you don't know who Normani is?
No.
From fucking Fifth Harmony? The only black one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like
this is just... Like, it was great. It was funny. The whole time I was watching and I saw Kylie and I was like, Kylie, the fuck you doing?
Yeah, she doesn't even... Like, She didn't even dance or anything.
Yeah, but Kylie doesn't fucking dance.
I was, like, really expecting her to sing or something. I was like, oh. No. And then she just walked into a room. I was like,
what's the name of that song? She don't dance. Do you know, guys know about the Chris Brown song? About,
I'm Kendall Jenner, I got a vagina. That shit
made me want to kill myself every time I heard it. It was so bad. Why? I was like, I don't ever want to hear your voice ever again.
I was super surprised that, like, Kendall Jenner was in that music.
Yeah, so why did they fucking get her off the petition, huh?
People hate that. People hate her for that as well. Because that was a really good song.
But like, no one
every time
permission.
I hear the song and I hear...
And then it's just at the end. It's like, oh, now let's add Kendall Jenner.
It was really auto-tune though. It's funny. It was funny because when the fucking protests were going on, everyone was like adding Kylie and Kendall and be like, yo, where's your Pepsi? Come save the world again. Did you see that ad?
That was so mean.
That was kind of funny.
I knew that there was something that happened with her and Pepsi and her being canceled for it, but I didn't know
because it got taken down right away.
No, what was the thing? What was happening.
So there's a fucking riot outside somewhere or whatever, and everyone's like fighting with the police and like... And then Kendall's, like, shutting out with a bottle of Pepsi. And then she just feeds people Pepsi. And then all the problems just fucking go away.
She walks up to this cop. She's like, Pepsi. And then he sips it. And then everybody's celebrating together.
And she's ended the fucking problem.
And people got so mad. They were like, oh, you think you could solve the world with Pepsi, eh?
And then literally after the thing jumped floor, she's like, oh, Kendall, where's your Pepsi now? And I was like, the world
is a savage place.
I just finished an episode where she... was, like, dealing with, like, the controversy after the Pepsi commercial, and she was, like, so hurt.
Yeah.
And sad. She was like, obviously, I didn't know. Like, the last thing I wanted was to offend people, obviously.
Oh, Lord.
People are just sending her hate comments.
She's
just doing her job, you know?
Honestly, I don't know how you guys don't find this shit funny, but this shit is...
No, that's funny to me. I'm not gonna lie. It's really funny. I don't think it's mean. I think it's funny as fuck. Kendall, come save
I feel like
world.
When celebrities get in trouble for, like, stupid shit, it's always funny because it's like, why are you doing this to yourself? Like, make your money and make your money. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, a lot of time it is funny, but, like, in Kendall Jenner's case, she's not in control of, like, the things she does. You know, she has people to tell her what to do. Like, that was a commercial. That was Pepsi that told her to do that.
Yeah, they should
obviously.
Be fucking...
Yeah, Pepsi should have known better on that one.
But, like, who even
there
sat...
Been,
it just sucks that she got
like,
all
that.
Who sat down to say, you know what, I'm going to make Kendall save all the problems. She's going to give some Pepsi and it's going to be for her womb. Like, who even bothered that?
The thing about that is, though, she's a person and Pepsi's a company. It's much easier to hate a person than it is to hate a company.
Yeah, of course, of course.
You have no face to put to the company.
Of course.
But you see that... You guys see the tweets that Connie tweeted like 3 weeks ago?
No.
I don't.
Have you guys watched Get Out
before? I don't have
Twitter.
Of course I've watched.
No.
So he was making tweets that he goes, everyone knows the Get Out movie's about me.
Yeah, I've heard
what
that.
What is it about?
So it's basically about this white family like trapping black people and sucking like brainwashing them and like taking their like strength away and their power.
Very bad at explaining.
Is that where like this white girl makes a black man fall in love with her? Like
yeah,
she died
yeah,
with like
that's
oh
it.
My god, I watched that.
And
that
Kanye's
was so
like,
scary.
Kanye's like, everyone knows the Get Out movie's about me. So he's basically saying the Kardashians are doing what they did to that guy.
Yeah. Have you guys
I'm
not paid
speechless.
Attention to how like every black person that's ever been involved with Kardashians
no, it's not
has had their lives destroyed?
It's not every black person. Let me tell you, there's a fucking Kardashian there's a curse.
Okay, that's yeah.
Yeah, every black man. That
it's not only black; it's every man that goes in. Fucking,
so why
but they
fucking
only date black men. So
well,
exactly.
I'm just saying, but it's not only black; it's all the men that's ever been there.
Okay,
they all have
since
problems.
The majority of people they've dated are is black. That is true. Black people that get involved in Kardashians.
Don't say black; just say
oh
all
my
men.
God,
literally just say all men. Why is it all black? It's all the men.
Whatever.
Yeah, there you go. All the men. They fucking.
Since Get Out is about black and white, I'm gonna say black men. Thank you. Get their lives. Lamar Odom, like MVP, basketball god, gets involved with Kardashians, life destroyed, turns to drugs, everything to shit. Scott Disick, baddest motherfucker on the planet.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for him.
Now
like, I'm kind of like keeping up with his story, and like he never ever has a say. Like they'll go off and be like, oh my god, you're getting out of hand, you're partying way too much, and then he's just like,
sorry.
That's like, yo. Why
also, Bruce Jenner is not a Bruce anymore. So
like, yo,
they turned that man
one example.
They turned that man into a different fucking gender.
What's the name of the brother that they have a brother?
Rob.
He's in a dark place, he has
a curse too. It's every guy that has anything to do with the Kardashians. All of them.
First
they
of all,
all
first of all, that entire family is fucked up. First of all,
Kylie's
like,
doing pretty good.
Nah. Listen.
Yeah.
Rob was dating Blac Chyna. Blac Chyna was dating. What's this motherfucker's name? Tyga. She has a son for Tyga. Tyga's dating Rob's little sister. Like,
Tiger and Kylie are long done.
Yeah, but like, fam,
they still did.
That's still fucking messy.
But it's just old news, is what I'm saying.
Like, yo.
They still did.
But yeah, I feel like the Kanye thing was a little scary. I was like, yo, is this man okay? He's like, yeah. And then
have you seen like some of his interviews? I just watched like a couple of his interviews.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy.
Like,
but these are, he was saying that.
Different level crazy.
No, he was saying that they wanted to abort North and he was trying to save her. He was putting all that shit on fucking Twitter.
One, that doesn't surprise me. Two, he was kind of like, he's gonna fuck that girl's life. Well, she's probably not gonna. She's
like the little girl.
Yeah, their first daughter. He's like, Kim is trying to abort her.
That doesn't surprise me. But like, that's gonna fuck up the child for. She's gonna put the child in therapy for a couple of weeks.
And they were also saying that they used to lock Kanye up and like fucking take him for therapy by force. Like he was tweeting a lot of shit, and I was like. Are you okay?
That family is fucking, tell us more.
And apparently Kim was fucking
crying
her eyes out.
He's the first black man to start revealing their secrets.
Yo, Kanye was such a fucking smooth motherfucker.
And I still think, I love all of his music. Like, he's just, like, speaks from the heart. He's so truthful, but now he just seems, like,
everyone I know fucking loves
mad
Kanye.
Drugs all the time.
Yeah, wait, did you ever listen to Kanye's oldest music? Like, the College Dropout album, like, all his, like, the reason why Kanye became Kanye, the reason why everyone...
Unfortunately, no.
That's, like, listen to those songs. Those songs are, like, legitimately,
I need some
like,
white heels,
so
some strappy
good.
White heels.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, like,
so
I still bump those
topic.
Albums today, and then I listen to his, like, new shit, and I, like, see what, like, the way he acts, and I'm like, y'all fuck this man's like, y'all really fuck this man's life up.
I love his music, like, to date, like, his newest ones, but I'll listen to his old ones.
Have you noticed that Kendall never brings out her relationships because she doesn't want the guys to get the curse? So she keeps them quiet, so they don't have
like
to deal with it.
I feel like if you were a man and a Kardashian comes your way, if you don't turn left, like, if you know anything about them and you don't immediately turn left, you'd, like...
It'd be for the money. Like, it'd be pretty tempting. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Not really.
If fucking Kylie says...
Okay, if, like...
Girl, you're Kardashian. Full of shit. You're full
perfect.
Of shit.
Yeah,
all,
shut the fuck
all,
up.
First of all, both of y'all yelling loud as fuck.
You're full of
second
shit.
Second of all, these girls are fucking NBA players. You know, people who make $280-something million
girls?
A year... They not fucking with Kardashian money. Like, they're not gonna make anything from cash. They make bank
no,
on their
we're
own.
No, we're saying you. We're talking about the people making fucking 200k a month.
I wouldn't fuck Kardashian.
Shut the fuck up.
Marcus,
smile on his face.
Marcus, you're full of shit.
A beautiful woman, full of curves, and like,
and
so
money.
Sexy. They're so sexy.
You're such full of shit.
I've said this before.
They're like, hey, do you want to go out? Okay, let's get on my private jet. We'll go to like.
I'll fly to Paris for
now,
a fucking.
I said, okay, Kyle, before y'all start thinking I'm crazy, we're like, listen, I've had this conversation before with Moji and then William and then all them mans in Dubai, eh? I said this before and I truly believe this. Pussy is cheap. Like, if
but theirs isn't.
No, it's the same. Like, listen, pussy is pussy everywhere you go in the world. Right? So it doesn't matter if it's decorated in jewels or if you're taking it on a private jet. It's still pussy. Pussy cheap.
You're such full.
That's $30
for
the hooker.
It's the experience.
You're
I hate
not
you for
full
saying,
of shit.
I hate you for saying that.
You
and pussy's not pussy. Pussy's fucking
experience.
Separate.
Experience
of what?
You
MJ,
you can't
you
just pick a random one. Like, just like find one that.
MJ,
like,
I hope
you
get canceled. I know you don't have any followers.
I thought you were going to say cancer. I was like,
that's
but I hope
extreme.
You get canceled. And I hope you know that
you
Kylie
hope
wouldn't
I get
even
canceled.
Look at you in the first place. If
I'm
she
okay
did,
with that.
You would jump at that.
I really wouldn't.
Full of shit.
I wouldn't fuck most people associated in Hollywood because like their lives are fucking toxic and
uh-huh.
stupid.
Uh-huh.
There's like one person that I would 100 like. Halle Berry can call me any time of the week. I'd be like, what's up, baby? Wait, how you doing? How you doing?
Halle Berry is very sweet.
That's
looking.
It. Point, woman. Anybody
someone
else?
Once said I look like Halle Berry, but I will end that right there.
No, I genuinely think you do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I definitely see it, like,
thank
right
you.
Now.
Do you, wait, like...
Don't look at me.
I can't believe you think I would really be fucking Kardashian just because of the Kardashians, like...
If I fucking had a dick and they fucking told me to fuck them, I would. For just because they're Kardashians, and I'd be like...
Yeah. If
the
Kardashians
the Kardashian.
Were all male, I don't... Again, I don't know what they'd look like, but I don't think I would.
Yeah, if they're guys, I don't know about that.
I wouldn't know. I also...
Y'all are some hypocritical motherfuckers.
But they're fucking women.
Bitch.
I don't know about guys.
So let me get this straight. Me saying I won't fuck Kardashians because I don't think it's worth it. Y'all like, oh no, I'm crazy. Oh no, I'm this and that. You guys flipping it the exact same
no,
thing.
But
them being
listen,
it, you're like, oh no, I wouldn't... Like,
listen,
I
no offense, but if they look like... This is so bad, but if they look like Rob, I wouldn't be very much interested. You know what I mean?
They're not
yeah,
even
I
that
I might.
Bad,
I if they were super hot, like I might. just like a one-time thing. You know? They don't really seem to have a lot of
one-time things. The Kardashians are not that bad. They're just rich and they have, like, money makes and everybody look good. What?
They're so dumb.
Yeah. They're also all plastic. Like, most of them is plastic.
There's a thing wrong with plastic.
There's a difference.
It's their money, so.
What?
There's nothing wrong with plastic. It's their money, so they can
do anything. I mean, sure, but if you're into that, I'm not really fucking with
all
that.
How the fuck would I be into plastic?
It looks real, though. Like, it's not.
No, it does not. It does not look realistic.
Okay, their butts don't look real.
Yeah.
No,
their faces look real.
No, it doesn't.
And their boobs are pretty nice.
Bro, fucking Chloe goes to her doctor and says, I want a new face this week. And she does it every fucking month. She looks different every 2 months.
Like, how, like, I'll touch her face and feel like, oh, you hear like a squeaky term. Like, no, I'm not fucking, like, I'm
not
fucking
on
that.
That's not how.
Obviously,
surgery.
That's an exaggeration.
I saw this meme, you know, it's like, you know the song, it's like, now I know what's real, what's cake. And then they cut off Kylie's butt. And there's a bunch of plastic and, like, water and ocean in it. And I'm like, the internet is going
to
hell.
So
the whole,
oh my god.
The whole internet.
Wait, have you seen pictures of Kylie when she was, like, younger?
Duh.
Yeah.
And seeing her face?
Yeah, it's a different face.
Yeah, it's the same with all of them.
No, I only Courtney looks the same.
Yeah, Courtney doesn't
look
too, and honestly, Kim doesn't look that different, but you can definitely see the changes. But Kylie and Chloe?
Yeah.
Different people.
Different fucking people.
I like Courtney because she's, like, she does, like, stick to the whole, like, I want to be natural, I want to be real thing. Like, she works out a lot.
She eats
super healthy.
Yeah.
And, like,
I feel like Courtney's
I like
not
that
really
about
like.
Her.
She does, like, fucking, she eats, like, fucking rice cakes every day and some fucking avocado.
What? Do you watch the show?
I haven't watched the new, like, the past 3 seasons. So.
Yeah, you know a lot.
Because I used to watch it every Sunday for, like, fucking, with Mom. Every Sunday, we watched fucking The Kardashians at 8 p.m. back home.
Like, y'all watching a show about keeping up with people that don't do shit. All, like, they stare at each other and make up fake bullshit.
That's not what they do.
That entire show is ridiculous.
That's not what they do.
It is very ridiculous.
If you watch, you'd see more they do.
What do they do? Tell me what
keeps
them
They
do, like, stupid pranks. Like, they just do stupid shit. They'll take vacations. I like watching those ones. I like when they do photo shoots. I like when they go to do photo shoots because then they get their
Where are you watching it on Netflix?
Hey You.
Do you have to pay for that?
It's not on Netflix.
You have to pay for a Hey You?
I think I paid for it
Y'all
once.
Y'all are fucking wild.
Hey You. I forget that my card's working now, so I could probably pay for whatever the fuck I wanted.
Back to WAP. How are you guys happy with porn being so popular?
It's not porn. How's it porn?
It's pretty much porn.
Well,
I honestly
salute women with whatever the fuck they want to do.
Really?
Yep.
You don't see how that could be toxic or have problems?
How is that toxic? How is fucking
you don't think
your ass toxic?
You don't think how someone who is a millionaire, like, what's her fucking name?
Cardi B.
Yeah, that's the one.
That
saying
was insulting.
What was... What?
Keep going.
She's saying, like, oh, I don't cook, I don't clean, but I still got this ring.
What is wrong with her not cooking and cleaning?
Okay, before
it's 2020. Like,
can you chill?
Okay, but
can
I want to know.
My point?
No, I want to know what's wrong with her not being at the cooking
I'm
queen.
I'm not saying. Oh, you can't. I'm saying you have millions, which means you can pay people to take care of a household. Knowing how to cook and clean is important for anyone. So don't say like, oh, I don't cook, I don't clean, but I still got the string, and say that. Oh, women should not know how to cook or clean.
She didn't say I don't know how to. She said I don't. Meaning I don't have to fucking cook and clean, but she definitely knows how to.
That also could be detrimental for, like, teenagers
who are
don't expect me, like, cook and clean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like you're fucking, like, young people to think that this is realistic or this is what they should aspire to be.
Yeah.
And it's not.
But
it's
for anyone,
up.
Like, over
who
the
has
age
a brain?
Of, anyone over the age of 20, I think, it's just, like, it's
not
just,
even
like, cool 20. Shit
if
to
you're,
watch.
Like, if you're fucking 16 and you're gonna base off your life, like, Cardi's, if you have
a
Cardi's
lot of
16 money.
16-year-olds are very, like,
influential. Bro, it's like you're not paying attention to the younger generation. People are living life like they see. Motherfuckers are acting like 6ix9ine after seeing a couple videos. People that
okay,
are coming
but,
up are acting fucking stupid.
Okay, I get that, but Cardi's always doing shit like this. I don't think it's fair to her for you to say that because she said she doesn't kick and clean.
I'm not,
she really
that's
doesn't
just
have
one
to.
Example. I'm just saying, like, she's setting unrealistic expectations for both men and women.
But
yeah,
those
I agree.
That's
with
her
that.
Life already. Like,
yeah,
she's already living that life.
Do you believe that if you have a platform, you should be socially responsible? She's
yeah.
not being socially responsible is my problem with that.
Yeah.
She's
I
not
agree
being
with
socially
that.
Responsible.
Bro,
so
I think you guys are just reading too deep. It's fucking, it's a song.
Yeah, it's not reading too deep. It's like
there's
the impact that her videos and her songs have on everyone.
Yeah, there are people who will listen to this and think, like, you know how motherfuckers post Instagram captions and they live like oh, so people will be like, oh no, I don't need to cook, I don't need to clean, I don't need to work hard, I'm just gonna strip, I'm just, like, people are going to the mindset now of like, oh, as long as I show tits and ass, I'll be fine. That's
bad. What's wrong with stripping and getting some bands? What's wrong with that?
Are you serious?
You can't live off that forever. Sure, when you're young, like maybe 18, 20, 25, you can do all that. You can like work as a bartender, whatever. But as soon as you hit like mid-30s, like
life will go to shite for you.
Not pretty anymore. You're not desirable anymore. You gotta get a real job. And you're not pretty and you don't have your looks or your tits or your ass, then like what do you have? Nothing. Because you spent your life stripping.
Also, like, first of all, why are you thinking that there's nothing wrong shaking some tits out for some bands?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's how people fucking live. And I don't think it's your place to judge or say there's something wrong with that.
I actually agree with her. I don't think it's anyone's place to judge people for their living.
It's not your place.
I understand that hard times make hard decisions. That's all well and fine, right?
Yeah.
Men and women are different in the sense that the way we make fast money is different. Men, no one cares about... The male strippers
men
don't
make... Men
fucking
strip too.
Oh my god, let me make my fucking point.
Hey, calm the fuck down and don't fucking punch a window.
Male strippers don't make as much money as female strippers, and there's not a biggest market for it. So when men want to make money fast, you know what they do? They rob, they steal, they do gang shit. And do you know what we do? We condemn them and we say, no, that's fucking bullshit. Just because you need fast money doesn't mean it makes sense, and it's not survivable. You can't live off that forever. Women doing the exact same thing, only using what they can do, which is stripping. It's still the same. It's still the same fast money mentality.
It's not the same because they're getting paid to do it. Robbing a bank and stripping is what? Like that makes no sense.
No, women are listening to the point I'm making. The idea of
fast money
is not.
But you're saying men
it
are
sucks
stealing.
That you're a man and you
can't
use
shake
your
fucking ass.
Yeah.
It's not our fault.
Like, you're taking the wrong point from this.
What's the point?
I'm saying that like this idea of like fast isn't good. There's a reason why that shit doesn't last. There's a reason why that thing ends so badly. Fast money is dangerous money. People's lives end to shit. How many strippers do you know that have been
kidnapped? But I don't think stripping is fast money, honestly. I don't think it is.
You don't think going to a strip club, shaking out for 3 hours and making $500 isn't fast money?
I think, but I think it's still a job. And robbing a bank and getting fast money with gangs and shit, it's not the same as actually working your ass off to get money.
You think motherfuckers who rob banks don't work hard?
What are you on about?
You're missing the difference. It's okay for girls to be strippers and get fast money because they're using their resources.
And they're working for it. They're not stealing.
All I have left is my body. I guess I'll use that. Men, on the other hand, they don't have their body. They're not going to get as much money stripping. They're not using their resources. They're like, I don't have anything else. I'm just going to steal from other people. That's not okay.
If women did that, that
wouldn't be okay. You can't compare those two.
You know what? Fair enough.
Thank you. That's a great point.
My whole position on it was
that's the same thing I was fucking saying.
First of all,
she let me make my point, and then she countered it without yelling. My whole point is that fast money is dangerous money, and you shouldn't aspire to live like that. Like, there's this whole idea of, like, and you said that, there's nothing wrong with showing your tits and shit. I'm like, listen, there's a reason why civilization came. There's a reason why men and women should, like, work to be decent or to like model citizens. This whole like fuck around get rich, this whole like OnlyFans bullshit, everyone in their mother has one, it's not good for people.
MJ,
it's not good for society.
MJ, I'm gonna be honest with you, it's just not in your place. It's not in your place
what
to
you
say
mean, it's not in my
you
place.
Can't be saying someone's job is not good because it doesn't look right. It doesn't look right in your own eyes. It's not in your place to say
it's not
OnlyFans is not good or shipping is not good. It's just not in your place.
First of all, I don't knock anyone for making money anyhow they want to. I don't, all these like rappers who do gang shit and they make money, I don't know. Listen, if all these mumble rappers, if I can make my money saying bullshit nonsense, make millions of dollars, hey,
what?
Do what you can. It's not a matter of, I'm judging them. I'm saying objectively, for society, for people at large, for future generations, it is not good. You're not setting proper examples. People will copy you, lives will be lost, and it's dangerous to inspire people to live like this. So you're saying, it's not my place. And like, listen, if you have to make money, hard times, hard lives, people make hard decisions sometimes. I get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If stripping's your only outlook, if that's how you have to do to feed your kids, to do whatever, cool. If you have to rob a nigger down the street to feed your daughter, all that shit, hey man, it is what it is. I'm just saying that for society at large, this isn't me saying, I think you're a bad person, whatever. I'm saying for society at large, it is not good. So you saying, it's not my place. I'm not judging these people. I'm saying objectively,
that's good.
I can look around and say, this doesn't lead somewhere good.
Obviously,
children
that
are coming up and watching this and saying, this is how I'm going to live, it doesn't lead somewhere good. I'm not judging you. I don't hate Cardi B. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a personal problem with it. I'm just saying that what you're doing is socially irresponsible and has negative consequences that should be considered. Do you understand my point?
Yes.
I get your point, but I just don't think what you're saying to explain it doesn't make any sense. You can't compare, you still just can't compare stripping and robbing a bank.
Oh my God, we've passed.
No, you're not, because you keep saying fast money and you're saying like, robbing a bank is fast money and like stripping is fast money, so it doesn't.
Are they not both fast
yeah,
money?
Yeah, it is fast money.
But
and that's what men. That's what actual like in the real life, men will do that. Like people.
But
don't
it's
understand,
just not
understand,
the same.
Like,
It's not a matter of, oh, it's the same exact same thing. I'm saying the idea of working for fast money is dangerous. Doesn't matter which specific way you do it. Fast money.
So it's dangerous because other people are gonna
are watching and gonna follow.
And then that has negative consequences for society at large. Do you not like?
I still don't see what's wrong with other people wanting to strip. Like I don't get how it's dangerous to society. I don't understand.
If they follow in that path just for fun, like I feel like people are gonna start doing that when they have other choices. You know,
exactly.
When they don't need fast.
Oh, if that's what you're saying, okay, fine. But you're saying, and I thought you're saying in general, stripping is bad. It's for society.
Okay,
that doesn't make sense.
No.
If someone could be a doctor, but is like, well, this is hard
okay,
work, but
well,
I'm going to strip.
Then make your point clear, because you were saying
shipping. She understood my point.
Well,
why didn't you?
It took a while, because you're not putting your points
straight. Okay, we get it now, though. You got it now.
But, like, that's my whole thing, is, like, I feel
you
like...
You should say if people are taking the easy choice to strip and not become a doctor, is what you should be saying. You shouldn't say fast money is dangerous in general.
Whatever. Point still being made is, like, this whole glorification of, like, oh, no, it's, like... Like, black women support it, so that's, yeah, whatever they do. It doesn't matter if it's, like, fucking ridiculous or if it's softcore porn we're posting on YouTube. Doesn't matter. Let's just, yeah, support it. I'm like, nah. Think about it. This shit has consequences you're not considering.
I don't know. I support whatever anyone's doing.
Wow.
As long as that's the only, like, that's their last option. They went to school and they failed and they went to strip. I'm going to be like, okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know
if
about...
If I, like, dropped out of school and started stripping now...
I'd say go off, Mel. You're
no,
taking me out for dinner.
I should have finished school.
But what if...
Because I had the option and I had the resources to finish school.
What if you didn't like school? What if school wasn't for you?
If school wasn't for me,
what?
I'd become an entrepreneur.
School isn't for everyone.
It's not... Okay, just because school isn't for everyone, there are other means of, like, there are other things you can do. I don't think...
If you, like, really enjoy dancing and you're just, like, super into yourself, like... I get that too.
And stripping can be an option. Like it
yeah,
totally
it,
can be
I
an
feel
option.
Like it can be a job.
Yeah, it is a job.
Can be your career. There's some old women up in Owen Sound at the Harb that just are. There's a one-handed stripper up there.
So
she's
yeah,
she's just working at it. She just loves it.
Can I merge this with
the
guy perspective
more
as well?
Yeah, sure.
If you're tired of me talking, I'll like shut the
no,
fuck up.
No, sure. We're at 27 minutes here in our podcast.
This is. You remember when I was saying me and Riley wanted to start a podcast?
Get to the point.
This is why I don't like conversations, because you get upset and
I'm not upset. I'm not upset.
You're literally tapping your foot like you're about to fight a motherfucker.
What is everyone? I always do that. Literally, every time I do this, everyone's like, "Are you okay? Are you anxious?" I always fucking do that. I don't care.
It's jokes, Jordan. Is that
no, it's not jokes. You already said it.
Do you
want to
shit yourself?
Okay, what were you gonna say?
Get
the
point.
The guy perspective is like the reason why I don't think porn is good for guys and all that shit in the first place is that
porn or like Cardi B music video porn.
That's why, same thing. That's why
oh,
I call the video essentially porn.
Okay.
And that's
I don't know if I'd watch that. Actually, maybe.
And I'm like, the reason why that's all, like, not good for guys is that...
Wait, Cardi B's video's not good for guys? Is that what you're saying? I don't understand.
I don't understand!
Like, explain
yes,
to me. Like, why
it's
are you
not,
getting upset? I don't understand.
Because you're not letting me make the point before you... Like, I've not made the
I
point.
Said, wait, you said... You just said porn's not good for guys. I'm like, is that what, like
you
I don't understand.
Explain why.
I'm going to explain.
So, first of all, let me just hear you said. You said Cardi B's porn video is not good for guys.
Yes.
Fucking hell. Okay. Let's see what this fuck is
continue,
going to.
Continue.
Alright. As men, a very large percentage of what drives men and their motivations to succeed in life is women. It's porn. It's pussy. It's all that good shit.
What the fuck are you...
Really? That's why you're alive today?
Can I make my point?
Yeah.
The reason why there are men who are hyper successful or men who are hyper competitive is because they know that success means attraction, means like more options and whatever, right?
Yeah.
A big reason why men succeed in the world is because they knew that they had to be the best at something, and that made men keep going. Like, civilization is built on men wanting to be good at something, and they wanted to be good at something for the purpose of box, pretty much. When you make shit like this, like porn or pussy or all this shit easy or cheap, it takes away the motivation for people to work hard, for people to do things.
That is some BS!
But then again, like, the women you see in porn and Cardi B's music videos are not cheap. She specifically talks about how I forget.
Expensive every fucking thing is. So you're saying, wait, like, so what you're, like, so far, you're saying that the drive for men to be successful is porn. And because porn and women, and because they made it easy for men to see the porn, they don't want to be successful anymore?
And that's what makes society bad? But then again...
Okay, do you understand how masturbation is a problem for men?
and for like how like
addiction transmission guys who watch too much porn.
They don't end up going, they don't go out, they don't work out, they don't try and succeed in anything, because and like there's a reason for that. Because if I can get off like that easily, if I don't have to work out, if I don't have to do, be successful, if I don't have to get at anything, I have no motivation to be successful or to be useful in society in any capacity. Just because I can just watch porn and beat my dick, then it's fine.
I feel like that brings up another point. Porn is for adults. If you are not mature enough to realize that that is not real sex, then you shouldn't be watching porn.
That is also really...
Like, it shouldn't affect you that much. That's why...
That's kind of off... That's off his point, though. He's saying that... But what I'm hearing is that Cardi B's video is too easy for anyone to jack off. So because they can jack off to Cardi B's video, they don't want to work because they can just... Like, how does that even make any sense? Is that what you're saying?
The reason why people work... is so they can be successful, because so it can, they can become highly desirable. Do you understand? Does that point make sense? You just, do you agree
with
that?
I just want to be happy. I want to have lots of money.
I'm not working to be highly desirable.
Specifically.
Okay. This is a men's point of view.
That's why I said that. That's how
I'm looking at men's view.
If women today decided that, oh, they were no longer interested in hot guys or rich guys or successful guys, they're only interested in slobs and everything, bet money all these companies, all these people that produce Apple, all these people that earn tech, those people that make the world run, would be like, yo... I don't want to wake up. You think I want to be doing this shit?
So, yeah. I didn't understand, so I'm going to
follow up. You're saying that, like, Steve Jobs would throw his job away just because women change, like, are...
That's an exaggeration.
Wait, what he's saying is that men want work so they can be desirable by women, is what you're saying. So guys don't have any drive of their own. They don't want to do good by themselves. They don't want to do good by their families.
Is that true?
They don't want to have drive. I've never heard this before.
I'm
saying it's a big part of it. That's,
to be desirable by other women why they want to do good
in life. Get married.
Yeah, and it's not even always like, oh, I'm choosing. It's the way like your brain works.
Subconsciously,
human beings are designed to, like, the point of human beings is to spread your seed and that's how.
Go on.
So to do all that, that means you have to be desirable by women because rape is bad and all that thing. That all the other parts of that, you can't just like go around fucking other people. So you have to be desirable by women, correct?
Yeah.
To be desirable by women, you have to achieve certain things or meet certain standards. That makes men work hard to meet those standards, and that makes society develop, because people who are struggling hard and trying to make developments make society go right. They make new inventions, they invent new things, and that's how things get better and better.
And how does Cardi B's music video make you... Okay.
So, if you can take away the desire for that, if you can take away the need to work hard or the need to, like... be successful, and if it's just like, well, I can just jack off, and there's this material right here that satisfies that need. I don't feel the need to achieve anything, so because I can just jack off and I'll be fine.
How's that Cardi's fault?
Oh my god!
Yeah, I don't think her being a hot sex
blaming the problems on the role in Cardi B. I'm saying her it's video. Contributing to the problem at large.
That is not fair.
I don't think that's fair.
That's not fair at all.
I'm saying that the video is porn. I'm saying porn is bad. Do you see how it correlates?
I don't think the video is porn.
I don't think that the video is bad.
And I don't think it's Cardi's fault that she's hot enough for you to jack off and not want to work and not want to be desirable.
Oh my God.
I don't think it's Cardi's fault.
That video was made for guys or women?
For it was made for fucking Cardi and Meg.
That's not true.
Yes, it's true. Yes, how do you know?
Cardi B's married. I don't know about Meg, but
Meg has hoes.
Cardi B said in a Breakfast Club interview the reason why she does all the sexy shit because it gets more views, it gets more money.
She's only doing it for the views.
Yes, the people,
and that's for herself.
It's basically feeding. That's the same thing as giving a heroin addict more heroin. It's feeding an addiction to people. Just because they pay for it doesn't mean it's good.
That is not Cardi's fault. I'm sorry.
That's a valid point. No, but she's always.
That's not Cardi's fault.
Her as a woman has always been like a sexy, like all about herself, all about her body kind of woman. Mm-hmm. She I don't know how I know this, but I think I heard about it somewhere. She, like, grew up, like, stripping. Like, she loved it, and she did. And she always wanted to be a rapper. She always wanted to be, like, a sexy rapper, empower other women. So that's where she's coming from.
Yeah, and Cardi being sexy enough to make guys jack off is not her fault. It's not her fault that guys want to see her body. Listen to me. It's not her fault that Cardi wants to fucking be sexy as fuck and get other sexy women to be in a video and feel empowered and empower other women to be confident and beautiful. Okay. It's not her fault that Cardi has all of that for herself and for women and to get views up and to get money. It's not her fault that guys want to see that and say, you know what, since I don't have to work to get women and I can just get them on the internet, I don't have to do anything. That's not Cardi's fault. That's your fault. That's the guy's fault.
I think subconsciously all women, though, always like, especially women with money, alter their bodies so that they can be more desirable for men, which...
I don't think it's only for men. I think it's for themselves. No,
you gotta realize that it is a subconscious thing, that you make yourself more desirable because...
But it's not only for men. You're saying for men, but it's not only that.
It's essentially for themselves. This is part of the reason.
Whether you want to admit it or not, just because that's the society you've been raised in. You don't see women walking around with hairy legs and hairy armpits and, like, with their, like, you just don't see women wearing themselves as they want just because, like, it's not beautiful or desirable by society.
No, but by society, but you guys are saying by society and for men, but most times women don't even like being hairy because of themselves. I don't like being fucking hairy. I like having hair on my armpits. I will shave my fucking legs for anyone. And because I don't want to. So if I want to clean my armpits because it provides me from sweating and putting the sweat there, I'm going to do it for myself. It's not only for men.
Okay. Yeah. You aside.
No, you, not me aside, it's for other women too. Oh, it's not only for men.
How can you speak for other women?
How can you speak for other women?
Because I understand psychology.
And so do I.
Really?
Really.
Have you ever taken a psychology course?
Have you ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, I've read books. I've read a lot of books. I've read articles and see women doing most things to the 7/2020. So what's your argument?
You've read articles saying what?
I've read articles in multiple fucking magazines and storylines saying that women are trying to do things for themselves.
So you've read articles and storylines and I've read... Doctor certified, peer reviewed.
It does not matter.
Over anything else, to do something for yourself, like only yourself, is is way, way harder than you think because, like, you may not realize that, like, the way you've grown up or the way other people treat you or look at you has a great influence on how you do things now. Like, if men didn't exist in the world, like, I'm sure so many girls would be bald. Like, who the fuck wants hair making sweat on the back of your neck, but like you keep it because it's pretty. Why is it pretty? Because women say it's pretty, men say it's pretty. You know what I mean? You know where I'm getting at?
Like, I get what you're saying, but he's saying men.
Have I not multiple times said that? I'm saying it's a part of it, it's not the only reason. I've said that multiple times.
It's a part of it.
That's a contributing factor. But you were saying it's a big amount of it, and I don't think it's only for men.
What are we talking about again?
I don't even fucking know, but he's just saying that the porn thing, Cardi's doing the porn thing for men. That's what he's saying.
I've given up trying to get on to that. Like, I don't really get it, but I kind of get it.
What don't you get about?
I don't want to talk about it. It's hurting my brain.
I don't get it. I don't think I'm gonna get it because I just don't think it's true.
You don't want to think it's true.
I just don't think Cardi's doing everything she's doing for the men, or mostly for the men. I don't think that's true.
First of all, I want to make this clear. I'm not trying to say that Cardi's the sole reason for the problems of the world.
You're saying porn.
I'm also not saying porn is the sole reason for all the problems of the world. I'm saying it's a contributing factor. I'm saying because Cardi's music video might as well be softcore pornography, because it might as well be... It is a contributing factor. I'm not saying Cardi is the reason why men... I'm not saying, oh, blame Cardi B for the problems of the world. I'm just saying she contributes to a problem that contributes to a greater problem at large. Tu comprends?
Period.
Don't tu comprends me.
I get it. Je comprends.
But do you see the point I made about, like... First of all, do we agree that the music video might as well be porn?
Yeah. It's pretty good porn.
Fair enough.
I don't agree that Cardi B's video is porn.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys can
do we agree that? That?
Don't say do we agree, because I don't.
Do you agree?
Yes.
That Melissa. Porn is a problem. Because
porn is definitely a problem. Definitely. Because
it takes away.
I do not agree. Porn is a problem. Like I said, I think porn is a problem for younger, undeveloped minds that do not understand that porn is not real and shouldn't affect your life outside of the bedroom.
But porn is also accessible
or
to
in
all.
The bedroom. Like, so, porn is made for one reason only, to orgasm and satisfy yourself.
And I think
it's not honestly, you shouldn't look to porn and have it affect your life.
Yeah, but
it shouldn't.
That is a valid point.
But it does. And if it does, that I think you're just too immature.
I think it's not your problem.
Most people start watching porn 12, 13.
Well, they shouldn't.
Yeah, but like, you shouldn't do a lot of things. People should know a lot of things that they do. But because they do, and because it's so easily accessible, because you can just Google blah, 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 and this is porn, then it's a problem. Right?
Yeah.
If it's that easily accessible... And
if we're talking about, like, things that shouldn't be affecting the young mind, but they do, it's the entire internet.
Pretty much. Yeah. The internet's
not
good
for... Yeah, so our society, too.
That's it. It's the entire internet. Boys can look at anything, and it can just, like, affect their whole life as an adult. Which is bad. The internet is bad.
Yeah, and I don't think it's fair.
Yeah. Well, it has its
obviously
uses,
it has its uses,
but it does have like
so does a lot of other things on the internet.
It does have a good amount of negative connotations.
Wow, I think that was a very good point I made.
It was.
Thank you.
It was.
I just want all my podcast viewers to know I'm a great point maker.
Me and Riley were going to make a podcast because we usually have conversations like this.
Is this the end of our podcast?
My
about
mind
WAP?
Is just so different from yours. I think you're a little backwards sometimes.
Me?
No,
she's talking about me.
Talking about you.
Oh, okay,
she
good.
Thinks, I'm
think
pretty sure
pretty
she thinks I'm like a misogynist. I think I hate women. I think we
Did I ever fucking say that?
You've said that once.
I've never said you hated women. Why the fuck would I
you
say that?
You called me misogynist before. And
I've
misogynist
never,
means
I don't,
women.
I don't even fucking know what a misogynist means. I've never said that, so.
Funny just lying today, isn't
I'm not, who, like, do I look like I'm lying?
Alright, let's not make this about personal issues. That's the end of our what ass pussy.
Oh god. That even the name is so fucking really? Really?
Yeah. I'm doing this for the views, okay? This is to get viewers.
You mean listeners?
Listeners. What the whatever the fuck.
This would be funnier if it was a video.
Podcast subscribe to my channel. It's at the description.
Yeah. I mean my username's I haven't even made my username yet. This is totally new.
You'll edit all this shit later and make it into an
I'm not
podcast.
Editing shit. I hope you know
so.
This
I'm
whole thing.
Mostly
okay.
joking.
Well, this has been like 41 minutes long now. So
okay, end it then. Bye, podcast.
Okay, everybody say bye.
Bye. Fuck. Jesus.
Subscribe to my channel. Bye.
Oh my god.
Bye.
I'm on Instagram too.